Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply winner take all. Winner take all. We live in a society where the winner really does take all. You think about politics for a moment, my friends, and even if a candidate wins 53% of the vote, just 53, they're going to govern 100% of the time. They don't say, well, we're going to give this person 47% of the time and you get 53. No, the winner take all. At the Super Bowl and the other championship games we see in professional sports, they don't split the trophy. They don't say to the other team, because you played hard, you can have half of the trophy. No, my friends, winners truly take all. And did you realize that the winner take all concept has a relevance in this Christian life? Because we have been destined by God to win. Remember 2 Corinthians 2 and 14 tells us that God always causes us to triumph in Christ. Then we discover in 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, but we should thank God because he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, my friends, but I enjoy winning, and there is no better way to win than to have God on the inside and with us. The Bible says in 1 John 5 and 4 that whosoever is born of God overcomes the world, and then we even have victory over the world because of our faith. Let's talk about, my friends, in the CHAMP acronym, the five key ways that God allows us to win. That first is through collaboration. You see, we don't have to compete with people in order to win. That's not the way it needs to be done. In fact, competition typically leads to rivalries, whereas collaboration leads to creativities. See, it's hard to share with those you're competing with and easy to share with those who you're collaborating with. So we don't have to compare whose church is bigger, whose preacher is better, whose choir sings the best. No, my friends, we can get along and work together. Remember, the Bible tells us in 1 John 4 and 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. And then we're encouraged to let the peace of God rule in our hearts because we're all one body. Remember, my friends, that we discover that in not only Colossians 3:15, but in Ephesians 4 and 25, we're encouraged not even to lie to one another, but to speak the truth to our neighbor because we are members one of another. So we can foster collaboration by spending time with those who may not go to our church, who might not believe exactly the way we do. That's okay. It doesn't prevent us from loving and collaborating. It doesn't prevent us from embracing everyone from various denominations and organizations and saying we can work together. That HNR CHAMP acronym reminds us of the importance of establishing healthy habits. You see, in sports, championship teams practice all the time. They run the same plays over and over again until perfection is achieved. Actors, musicians, other performing artists, they spend countless hours rehearsing to ensure the live performance exceeds the expectations of the audience. By the same token, my friends, we've got some healthy habits we can employ in this Christian life. A few of them, remember 1 Timothy 4 and 13 says we should give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Then in 1 Timothy 4 and 12, we discover that we should be an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Yes, my friends and neighbors, these are healthy habits that make sure that we are going to win every time. The A in our CHAMP formula reminds us of the importance of achievement. Yes, my friends, in this Christian life, we don't have to just set goals. We can accomplish them. Remember, the Bible tells us in Mark chapter 11 and starting at that 22nd verse that all we've got to do is have faith in God and that we can move mountains with that faith. That's the reason why Paul said in Philippians 3 and 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's why Philippians 4, 13 says we can do all things Christ that gives us strength. Then we discover in John 16 and 24, we can ask and receive that our joy may be full. My friends, this Christian life is a winner-take-all environment. You can't have what you pray for. You can't achieve what you desire. The Bible tells us in Psalms 37 and 4, if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he'll give us the desires of our heart. Yes, my friends, we can do it every time. That M in our CHAMP acronym. them reminds us of the importance of mental toughness. This is the art of mastering our thoughts and perceptions and feelings in order to reach our goal. Remember, we have the mind of Christ as outlined in 1 Corinthians 2:16. Then Philippians 2:5 encourages us to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That means we don't have to be depressed, defeated, down in the dumps, speaking negatively, receiving negative inputs. No, my friends, we can be on top of it because we realize and recognize we have the mind of Christ. We've got the power to think on the things that are true and honest and just and pure and lovely and of a good report, like outlined in Philippians 4:8. Yes, my friends, we have the power to win every time. You see, Jesus was mentally tough. On the cross, he forgave. He was mentally tough. On the cross, he saved. He was mentally tough. On the cross, he gave. He did all of these things, my friends, while being crucified and criticized and with thorns in his head and nails in his hand. Yes, we've got that same mental toughness. So what? They don't like you on the job like you thought they would. That's okay. So what? You lost a job. Pick yourself up and go and get a better one. So the business didn't work out exactly like you thought in this particular day or week or time. Be mentally tough. Recognize that God told us that as long as our mind is stayed on him, we will have perfect peace. That's Isaiah 26:3. Last but not least, we have the P in our champ formula that reminds us of the importance of purpose. You see, winning is all about the big picture, and the biggest picture of all is purpose. You see, we are encouraged by Matthew 5:16 to let our light shine before men that they may see our good works and then glorify our Father which is in heaven. We're encouraged to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord in 1 Corinthians 15:58. Yes, my friends and neighbors, whatever you do, like the Bible tells us in Colossians 3:17, we should do it with all our might, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. We can win every time because we were destined, we were created, we were ordained to be champions. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.